Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, pork supplies are large, which impacts the entire swine industry. National Pork Board Chief Executive Officer Bill Eben offers his view on today's pork production.
So bottom line, the pork industry is expanding. And, you know, with that, there's going to be some growing pains, but you're better off to be part of an expanding industry than a contracting one. So when you look at 2016 over 2017, the USDA Hogs and Pigs report shows that pretty much across the board and, you know, market hogs and so forth, you know, over 4% up over 2016, which was also a record year. And then sows held for farrowing is up 1.5%, and our productivity continues to improve in that space as well. So there's a lot of pork available, but we also have a number of new packing plants being built. We haven't seen this type of capital investment in the packing industry in 25, 30 years. New plants going up in Sioux City, Iowa, in Coldwater, Michigan, Central Iowa, conversion of a plant in beef plant in Windham, Minnesota, as well as another operation down in Missouri. So you're seeing the whole, I would say, production and the packing chain expanding to meet that global demand for pork.
Well, the number one priority for the National Pork Board is to build demand for U.S. pork.
You look at the Pork Board, you do research, promotion, and education for the producer. And when you look at it through that lens, the two out of every $3 is actually spent on a promotion. And so that promotion, both domestic and international, is very important to the producers. And so when you look at the international side, we're pretty close to 26% of our pork is being exported today. And really, you know, a scant 20 years ago, the U.S. was a net pork importer. And so our industry has grown. And consequently, the board of directors, the farmers that run the pork checkoff, have actually allocated an additional over $1 million to work with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to help in some of those international markets, not to mention the work that we do domestically.
Well, that's Bill Eben, CEO of the National Pork Board. Well, Farm Talk with Mick Kerr on the road today. And as a matter of fact, he'll be broadcasting from 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. And, of course, it's the Thunder Seed Spring Planting Tour. And, of course, Mick started things out in Pierce, South Dakota on Monday. He was in Huron Tuesday, Aberdeen yesterday. Today he'll be in Minot, and I bet he'll be in Langdon tomorrow afternoon. So in case you're wondering what the planting's going on, a good day to listen to Mick would be today, and especially tomorrow when he's in Langdon, North Dakota, where it's been wet. Well, that's what's going on inside agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.